Howdy everybody out there, this is Big Beefin.
This is JP, and I am one third of that Big Beefin show.
This is Aaron Rollins.
What you doing, boy?
You stopped listening halfway through. I knew you're podcasting. It's a Yogi Bear reference, but that's not the fucking point, man. That's bullshit. That's not what I meant, damn it. Fuck, you never mind. Never fucking mind, John. You don't want to fucking walk your fat ass, then don't walk.
There you go. See? That easy.
And that was your Independence Day today. With all the rain, we could have barbecue.
I took, we didn't do any barbecuing. I just took, I took Roger out to a couple of stores. And he was, I was looking at this, there's a video game shop down the road from where I live. Stupid. And I was looking up pictures, and Roger was like, go to store? And I was like, yeah, we'll go. So I take him, and they had a Pac-Man machine up in there.
Oh, old school.
Yeah, and he played on that while I got to browse around in the store, but I didn't see anything good. They had expanded recently. It's kind of a shitty deal. They expanded to make the store bigger, and I guess they didn't get the permits from the city to do an expansion, or they hadn't been approved yet. And so they were telling everybody, oh, we're going to open on this Saturday. Well, when they went to go check their mail to see if they're, I guess somebody from the city said, oh, the person that was supposed to approve this was on vacation. So they couldn't open.
Wow. So
they had to bump it back like 2 weeks to wait for that one person to get back from their vacation before they could open the damn store.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. So they finally got it open, and, you know, it's nice, but it's one of those things where, okay, you want to set up a game room so people can come in there and play their games. Mm-hmm. But you got it out in the middle of the store. I mean, it's off to the side a little bit, but I don't know if people are really going to post up and play in there. Like, I would be surprised. You know, you might have a couple of people, but why would you go to a store to play a game? You can just go to your house and play it.
You know what I mean? So the supposedly July 4th, they're supposed to be more loose on the masks and stuff now.
Okay.
We see.
Well, I went to, you know, I went to six different stores, and I didn't wear a mask in any one of them.
Yeah, because Walmart, you don't have to.
Yeah.
What other area? Crap. I know Dairy King for sure, because we were like, trying to go there. They're like, gotta wear a mask. Sorry. I was like, yay. But you allow people to eat inside, so it's like, okay, whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, so you go into Dairy Queen, and then you're going to go sit down, and then it's okay to take off your mask? That was that logic that John had at that fucking holiday.
Yeah. John, at my mom's house, no full well, it's like, Joe's like, oh, sorry, we got to wear a mask. But when it's time to eat, their fat asses are just eating it up. I was like, okay, John, yeah.
Well, it didn't make any sense that, all right, you know, what did you go outside to eat? Like, no, there's stuff at a table.
I was just like, right by each other, breathing, talking, and eating.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no damn sense at all.
But I get it. Okay, you wear the mask up until you eat, and you're like, all right, I'm just going to wear it. But then when it's time to eat, it's like, okay, I'm just taking it off, and I'm not going to wear it again. But if you put that bitch back on, You're living in a fucking bizarre world. That doesn't make no sense.
Gee, John lives in a different world. Remember that. Tip of two cents is good. Or
when
zero
I hear
cents.
Damn stories, it's just like, God damn, John. Like, what the fuck is going on?
It's like, John, mind your own goddamn business. Like, so many stories he doesn't even get involved with. Where that he broke up that, well, I don't know if he broke up the fight. Because you gotta remember, John makes the stories. He would tell us the story, but he would make it extravagant to make himself look good. You got to remember that.
You don't think he really got into a brawl with somebody at Waffle House?
I would think he tried to help out, but you know how it is. It's like, because John's kind of paranoid in a way, too. You know, sometimes he talks about, well, I don't do this because I think people are watching me. I was like, all right, Michael. Because Michael's the same way, paranoid ass.
Who's watching John?
I don't know. John thinks everybody's trying to get him in trouble or something like that at work. I was like, John, no one's worried about your ass. You do your job.
Nope. Then John gets online and pisses off our teachers.
Yeah. Oh, what can you don't tell me a lot what John says online. What does he do to make people mad? I don't see the stuff.
So, okay, there's a couple teachers, our fifth grade, our middle school teachers, right? From back in the day. They and John dated one of their daughters.
Why he did that, Shane. Well,
I guess when you're a teacher in a small area, your values, you kind of get jaded on stuff, and you think people are lazy and they're not really trying, because most of your kids are fucking lazy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that kind of carries over to your politics. You think, oh, why am I going to give money to these damn bums? Nobody's giving me any money. But John gets on. It's like they might get like 4 or 5 comments, because everybody knows, okay, it's just a crazy old disgruntled teacher just talking shit. But John gets on there and comments about it, and it's like, why are you going after the damn teachers? Like, why all the other people you could go after online? Why are you fucking with them?
Yeah, like, John. What about John goes after the Republicans and see how that goes? That John gets shut down real fast.
It's just convenient what he does online.
Yeah.
Just,
He does that for, I think, to get the, because he said, oh, I just did that to wild people up. I was like, John, no one cares, John. Like, when John posts something stupid on his Facebook, I'm like, John, I don't care. You in those far left groups, and I'm not interested. Because
another thing is, and every now and then I'll check a video that John sends over TikTok, like that that Be a Man. Like, that shit was funny. The Boston Be a Man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that guy was funny. But most of the videos John sends me, I don't look at. It's not because I don't know. I got a feeling like he spends a lot of time on TikTok. I mean, a lot of time on TikTok.
He's stuck in that world, Shane. He went like magnet fishing out of nowhere. I want to be a magnet fisher. What he gets, fucking hooks and trash. That's what he gets, Shane. He doesn't get like saves, like cell phones and stuff. It's just what he got.
I don't know what you would expect to find in there, though. Like, are you going to find some hidden treasure? Like, maybe you find a gun, maybe, but I don't know.
And John doesn't see he's doing anything bad when he was, like, tossing that thing in the lake and everybody's trying to fish, relax, and just John, being real loud and splashing. I was like, okay, John.
Well, and then people are asking him what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah.
And you got to wonder, like, were they asking to help, or were they just wondering, like, why is this guy doing this?
Look like a lunatic out there.
Oh, he kind of does.
It's crazy again, because his stepdad, well, not stepdad, his wife's dad.
Yeah, father-in-law.
Yeah, for Memorial Day weekend, or I forgot what weekend, he wanted John to work on a project with him. And it has to be done in 3 or 4 days. I said, John. I said, well, what's wrong with you, boy? You can't relax on your day off?
They want to refloor the house, and the answer to that question is no. I think the only time John relaxes is in between when this podcast is done and when he has to go to work in the morning. I think it's the only time he gets to just do what he wants to do.
I think it'd be funny, like, he lied. Like, he says the podcast is every day so he could be left alone for 1 hour. Like, God damn it. Fucking kids, they won't let me relax.
Like, okay, so I'm sitting there listening to John, and he's like, oh man, we're gonna tile the floors, but you know what, it's actually kind of fun. I'm like, what, how's that fucking fun? Like,
gee, you know what it is, her dad's making Huckleberry Finn his ass. Oh yeah, it's painting real fun over here. Oh, for real?
Yeah, that was in the fucking old Tom Sawyer book.
Yeah,
Tom Sawyer starts painting the fence. He's like, look how much fun it is. And all the kids are like, really? And he's like, hell yeah. Get you some of this. And they all start doing it. And they're like, yeah, okay. And then when he gets them all to do it, he just runs off. And then, but John ain't quite Tom Sawyer. So there you go.
He's the kid that walks by. He's like, hell yeah.
Yeah. When I first met Sarah, like, her parents, they had a big, probably about 2 acres of land that needed to get mowed. They had a riding lawnmower. I'd go cut their grass. It was the way I just, you know, put in headphones, listen to music, hop on the mower, and just, you know, cut the grass. No big deal. And I wasn't real careful about it. If there was rocks or stones or shit, I just fucking just drive over them. Didn't give a fuck. But it was just kind of nice. All right, you know. But to do the goddamn flooring, like the whole fucking, whole house in 3 days, fuck that.
He has sons. I like what John told me. Oh, one of them said he's not made for that. What do you mean? He's not a man? What's going on? He's not made for it.
What's up with the other boys? Why aren't they getting involved in all this?
Well, the first one, like I said, is he's not made for that. The second one, supposedly, his back is messed up. I was like, okay, so they're out of running, John. Now it's just you. The two guys are done. Just get them out of there.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe John sold his soul to him or something. Who knows? Maybe before he married Cece, he was like, I need your soul.
You want to marry my daughter? You're going to be my work slave, god damn it. John's like, oh.
I'm curious to see what happens if John goes up on one of those fucking hunting trips up north with him. Like, if John thinks, wait till you fucking go up there and you're walking up in a damn mountain and now you got to haul all this meat back. Like, that shit's going to suck.
Yeah.
There's nothing good about those damn trips.
And Shane, I've been watching a lot of Missing 411. Man, Shane, I don't know, Shane. That crap is crazy. The trip we went to, there's paths and stuff. There's like wilderness ones. Shane, you can disappear. It'd be like people are like, what happened to Shane? Oh, I don't know. There's people that disappear within 10 minutes and they're like, they don't know what happened to them.
That's a wrap.
And they never find a person at all. It's crazy. Well,
you get, you know, you can fall into a river or something, you know, trying to get something to drink or be like, oh, let me cross this river. But do you remember that kid that, I know we've talked about this before. You remember that kid we went to school with that got put in a box in the fourth grade? Jesse Lee?
Yeah.
So, the normal crew, the normal listeners know what the fuck I'm talking about because we talk about it all the fucking time, which is interesting because, okay, well, let me tell all this first. There was a kid. He was the baddest fucking kid in school. Like, he went to the principal's office every fucking day. And, like, the straw that broke the camel's back, at the first of the year, the teacher told us, I'm not going to throw any names out there. I already said Jesse Lee. I don't need to throw her under the bus. But Jesse Lee, she told everybody, you know, I've been known to put kids in a box if they're really bad. If you're really bad, I'm going to put you in a box. And we were thinking, what you mean like a cardboard box? Like, what are you talking about? And, we're, you know, even at 10 years old, we were like, no, she ain't talking about a real fucking box. Anyways, you know, he just kept acting up, was going to the principal's. I remember some days we'd walk into class and he'd be sitting in the corner, just face red, panting because the principal just lit his ass up. I mean, he just got a bunch of fucking swats. Well, when he finally went too far, one day something went wrong or we went to PE and he got held back or whatever the fuck it was. He was left in the classroom. I don't remember the details. I'm sure the guys will be real quick to tell me where I'm fucking this up. But whatever the reason, he was stuck in the class. And what that bastard did was he went and grabbed like handfuls of candy and started throwing it in his backpack. And then he ran and threw it in his fucking locker. The problem is he had a fucking candy trail. So, and like, who the fuck else would steal all that candy? Like, all the kids in there were pretty good kids. So the teacher comes back and she notices that a shit ton of fucking candy is gone. So she goes straight to his locker, opens the locker, and like all this fucking candy dispels out all over the place. Next day we go to school and she's got a fucking refrigerator box or a washing machine box around that bastard's desk. And like he's cut off from the rest of the class. And I remember, and I know I've talked about this before, but I remember she had us go in there and we had to clean it up sometimes because he was fucking he didn't give a fuck. And that he had a fucking sheet on the floor, he had a piece of paper, and he had wrote "Welcome." It was a fucking welcome thing. And he had drawings up on the walls of the box that was like "Home Sweet Home," like a picture, of like a picture of the kids and the dog and shit. And he would poke holes in the box, and he'd look out. You'd see his eyes just looking around. He'd just be looking at you, and all throughout class, because he didn't care about any of that shit. Anyways, I thought it was funny as fuck because the other day I posted a clip of the boys playing in a box and that teacher commented on it and said, yeah, kids love boxes. And I was thinking, well, that's some ironic fucking shit right there. But it didn't end well for Jesse Lee. We were wondering what happened to him. And, you know, working in criminal justice, I kind of mess around with looking people up from time to time. But I found him. I think Jacob found him, And I reached out to a woman that said she was friends with him. I thought maybe it's his wife or something. Turns out it was just a friend. And I asked her, I was like, hey, you know, what happened to Jesse Lee? And she said he drowned. And I pulled the news article. It was the summer. No, it wasn't the summer. It was in the it was in February. In February, and this years ago, Daniel. It happened a long time ago. It happened about 10 years ago. In February, that bastard tried to swim across the river, and he drowned. And it was like at 2 a.m. in the morning. So he was another one that just disappeared. Like, I guess the people were out there boating or whatever, and he went on his own. And that's it. They couldn't find him. Or they found his body, like, the next day, and he was dead. So that's how it ended for him.
The story is, yeah. Guys.
It's crazy because he was the first kid that got in school suspension. It was him and Billy Hawkins. And both of them motherfuckers didn't make it to 30.
Yeah.
Billy hung himself.
Yeah. I remember last time I met him, he was working. He was moving his way up to, he was Subway. He was happy. And that's the last time I saw him.
Man, it got to where, like, okay, when we were kids, like, you didn't have a choice. Like, he was there. You had to talk to him. Like, he was in the school with us. You just had to deal with him. But when I was, like, grown up and out of school on my own, and I'm just walking through the store, and that goofy motherfucker comes out of nowhere and is like, hey, Shane, how you doing? I was like, ah, leave me the fuck alone, man. Like, I don't have to talk to you. I can just walk off. And then I feel kind of guilty about it because he fucking died. But at the same time, the reason why he killed himself is fucking stupid. He had kids, and I guess his old lady was cheating on him or something. And then he went out and hung himself. Like, what the fuck?
Dumbass. Oh, boy. You see the mass text I sent about John's little boy that needs to take acting classes? Man, my mom lit his ass up, boy.
What was going on?
Well, the little girl's sick, and the boy ain't gonna fucking listen to my mom unless, you know, something happens. But he was messing with her, rolling around on bed. My mom's like, stop, you gotta stop it. And finally, he got mad. He's like, no, you're stupid, or something like that. So my mom was like, no. He's been spanked before. Luckily, it might be the other grandma. He was trying to cover up his butt, saying, yep. No. Yep. But no, my mom lit that ass up. Then my mom was chilling in the living room, and all you could hear him saying, grandma, come here, grandma. So she's like, goes over there. He's pretending to hyperventilate or he can't breathe because she spanked him. And my mom was like, just watching him, like, shaking her head. He's like, that doesn't work on me. It does not work. I don't care.
I'll give Jonathan kudos, though. That's a smart fucking kid if he can act like that. Like, the last time I fucking, like, really lit into Roger, I mean, like, really got his ass, like, he was fine. Like, he didn't give a fuck. I was like, well, goddamn, man. How hard do I got to spank this fucking kid? Like, he didn't care. Like, he knew it was coming, and fuck it. Like, he just wanted to do what he wanted to do.
And what's crazy, we were trying to find out. I told a person at work, they were like, where did they get that from? Faking like they were going to die. Yeah. I was like, who teaches them that?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I don't know. Maybe that kid, he's just really smart, and he just knows he's manipulated his parents. Like, you know, that's just how it goes.
Because I remember I'd be on the phone with John. He'd be like, Jonathan, stop it. All right, go over there. Go to the wall. I said, John, the wall's not going to do shit. You better open fist.
Yeah. Time out. The problem with Roger, like, Roger will get upset if we just say, you know, go to your room. But, you know, right now, he's just at the age. My kid's just at the age where it don't matter what the fuck you do. Like, he don't care. He don't care about none of that shit. Right? He's going to do what he wants to do. And the only way you can get him to stop doing it is, like, to physically stop him from fucking doing it. The only way the shit works. We've done it all, and he's just not. Yeah, but I can get him on psychology. Sometimes I can outsmart him. Like, we're potty training right now, and I'll be like, Roger, you need to go potty? He'll be like, no, thank you. I'll be like, okay. And I'll tell his little brother, like, Riker, let's go potty. And Riker don't know how to do it yet. So I walk into the bathroom with Riker, and I'll flush the toilet and pretend like I'm washing his hands. And I'll be like, good job, Riker. You so good. Look at you, Riker. And then here comes Roger. Daddy, I'm going to go potty. I'm going to go potty. Like, oh, now you want to go.
Shane, why you didn't tell John that yet? Because John boy needs to learn how to potty.
Uh-oh. Damn, that boy's 5 years old, ain't he?
Oh.
I mean, I it's hard, Daniel. Like, I'm not gonna be like, you know, I get it. But and Roger will only pee. That's the only thing he's doing is peeing. He's not pooping in the toilet yet, so we still got to do diapers. But you know that five's a little old. Four, I mean, really, I guess what they need to do with Jonathan, if he ain't learned at this point, they just need to take him to a daycare and let the daycare do it. Because
what they want daycare, we go pick up his ass. Shay, they don't mess with kids with like potty train problems and stuff like that anymore.
Oh. Well, yeah, right. I didn't think about that. Yeah. Well, I don't know what to tell them. The best, what everybody says to do, and it's also hard to do, is you just let them run without their diaper, and when they go, or you go ahead and put underwear on them, and then when they piss and shit and that, they won't like the way it feels, and then they'll learn. But I don't know. Some of these kids, I don't know, Daniel. Sometimes I think they just think that shit's funny. So, but Roger just did it on his own. He just said, I want to go potty. Just out of nowhere, I want to go potty. And we're like, okay, let's fucking do it. And then he started to be a smart ass about it. And that's when I started tricking him. So.
Yeah, because that sounds like a good idea. He's like, good job.
Yeah.
Like, you're the number one son.
When I walk out of the bathroom, I give Riker a high five. He's like, eh. We didn't do shit in there. Like, all I did was flush the toilet, run the water, push Riker back out, give him a high five. Didn't do a damn thing. Because Roger, you probably know this, Daniel, this older brother, like, he don't want the little brother to have nothing. Like, it's all got to be his. That's mine. And, you know, Riker's just over there minding his own business. Here comes Roger. That's mine. Just grab it from him. Don't want him to have nothing. So.
You're disgusting.
But,
Aaron's doing pretty good. I like how he messaged us. He's like, what are you? Who, somebody said, oh, Aaron got his own little podcast. Like, I'm a little kid. I was laughing. I was like, he was telling us all that stuff in the group chat.
So Aaron comes back and listens to these, and he gives feedback. And I'm like, hey, man, you're going to have to be on here, or else, you know, that's how it goes. And then last time when him and Eddie, that little exchange they got on there, I was like, well, this is getting a little fucking awkward because. You know, Eddie's just fucking around, but Aaron's like, you know.
Yeah. And you know Eddie doesn't care. He does it for fun.
Yeah.
It was funny. He got mad because Eddie said something about the note. The note saying, I hate your guts. And Aaron's like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. It was funny, though. I hate your stinking guts. Yeah, I hate your guts. Like, yeah, that actually is pretty funny. So Daniel, are y'all just gonna start the video, or what are y'all wanting to do? Are we
just a little scene to test it out? Because one guy, I was telling John today, and the guy responded because Aaron said he'd be down. The other guy was like, "Oh, well, they don't wear those type of masks or helmets." So I was like, "Oh, a fictional world, a fictional monsters. They don't wear those type of helmets." I was like, "Don't worry about it." I was like, "You're good. You can do your." I'm gonna do me.
You got are you gonna be manning the camera? Do you got somebody to do?
I think I'll go have to do the camera. If I have to, even though Michael can't hear, Michael can man the camera because I did that one Christmas special or Thanksgiving special video. Mike was all about it. Mike was like, okay, when you get the camera right here, do this. I was like, Mike, where did this come from? where all this you artsy stuff comes from, Mike? Mike, like, if it was up to him. Because I wanted to quickly knock out the video.
Yeah.
He wanted to do like, all right, we're going to go do this angle right here. I was like, no, Michael, no. This was supposed to take 10 minutes. Yeah. I'm not taking 30 minutes on one video that's supposed to be 2 minutes long.
Right. I mean, you got it's, there's a trade-off. Like, if you want the video to be quick and dirty, it needs to look quick and dirty. If you spend a lot of time trying to make it look good, it's just not going to have the same effect. Like, we're not this big. High production studio. Why the fuck would we try to make a high class fucking movie? Like it needs to be quick and dirty. And that's that way people notice it's quick and dirty looking, you know. Like if you come in there like, oh, let's get this angle or let's do the it just doesn't work. But I will say, and I don't know how you feel about it, but man, every time I was in a video project with Gabriel, like he knew what the fuck he was talking about. Like I don't know. Gabriel knew what he's talking about, but maybe that's not what your style is. You just want to go quick and dirty? Go quick and dirty. You know?
Yeah, Gabriel was pretty good. He's pretty good with music and stuff like that.
He just knows how to the media for entertaining like that. Movies and music. He just knows what works. Like, you know, I can't shoot worth a shit. Like, I have fucking camera work. I'm just not good at it, man. It's just not my thing. Directing is not my thing. But, you know, somebody like that, it would be good. But I understand, like, you're trying to get, no, I need to, it needs to look a certain way. And it doesn't need to look like I'm trying to be something that I'm not. Because people point that shit out. Oh, look at him trying to get this fancy lighting in there or some shit like that. No. Quick and dirty. Get your guards. What's the, so this is going to be in the SCP universe? Is that what?
Yeah, it's mainly going to be mainly a comedy. I told John a little bit of it. Like, John's like, because today he was like, you're going to need some help? I said, I'm probably going to need some help, but I'm just trying to get everything set up. And, man, right now it's just the location. It has to be in the country shade because I can't use those goods.
Well, it's like I took Roger to the park the other day, and there were some kids running around, and we went to a park that I've been wanting to go for a while because it's busy, but I was kind of nervous about it because it's like in the middle of it's like there's some apartments nearby. It's kind of on this certain side of town, and I was like, yeah, I don't know. But there's fucking kids running around with like Uzis and shit. They had the orange thing on it, but I was like, damn, like those aren't even like play guns. That's like an Uzi with a fucking orange cap, like. And then I ran into a guy that used to be on probation there. He's like, oh, Mr. Rollins. And I was like, God damn it. And it's every 5 seconds you're smelling weed coming out the fucking apartment. It's like, God damn, man. Nobody gives a fuck down here.
Yeah.
So anyways, music playing loud as fuck. Just, you know.
Yeah, a lady at work, she's a much older lady. She's looking for box. She's like, I got to leave these apartments because, you know, kids at night, this and this. She said they're smoking. She's like, I got to leave there. I was like, yeah, it's not, you're not really, if you don't feel safe, get out of there.
What are you going to have the, I mean, you don't have to give away the story, but are you going to have like the guards like in a facility, like in a compound or something? Or
yeah, because it's supposed to be mini comedy about the two guys and the janitor, because it's like they're supposed to be all serious, but they kind of have fun, because I'm trying to make it more of a comedy, because there's been videos of them. There's serious ones, but the funny ones I found are pretty good.
You got, well, you know what? With my dad not really doing anything right now, maybe I can look at asking him to like help with make a set or something. Maybe like make a background that we can transport.
That'd be cool.
I'll look up some guides online on how to do it. I know that that pink foam shit, like the stuff.
Yeah, that stuff is nice.
Like this kind of shit right here?
Yeah, that'd be easy to move around.
You can paint it and it looks like a wall, you know?
Yeah, that's what I like about that stuff. My brother made a video recently, but it's mainly about his BAGs.
Yeah.
But he does stuff like that too. I was like, man, okay. I need to see. Because his job he has, I think that warehouse is going to shut down. But you know about warehouses. One would close down, then another will come up.
Oh, y'all going to do it there? You're going to go shoot at the warehouse?
Oh, we don't know yet because it's not even fully shut down yet. yeah.
Well, you guys got the cotton gin though, right? Can y'all go shoot there?
Oh, well, it's not owned by... It's owned, new owners over there now. Oh. You can't, can't roll up like we owned the place like we used to. Like, I remember... We went there. All we had to do was like open the lock. It's like, there. This is the gin. We used to give little tours to people. Like, oh yeah, you never seen a gin before? Yeah, they're like, it was neat how everything was. But man, it's dangerous though. You gotta be, when everything was on, you gotta be careful.
Have you cast your janitor yet?
Oh, not yet. I've been trying to find.
Say it should be you, like you.
Yeah, I'm glad you had janitorial experience.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I want him to be kind of bad because like shit like spills. He's like, God damn it, can I fucking clean this mess up?
Yeah. If that's the route you're going, I think Michael's got the wrong idea with all the camera angles and shit. I think it needs to be quick and dirty.
Because like we'll janitor people at work. Man, Shane, it's funny when they get pissed off. No, oh. They sure use this to clean this mess. I was like, I don't know what to tell you. Why are you talking to me? They get all this stuff at me. Like, I was supposed to tell them to do something.
Yeah, I remember that. I just remember. All I remember about that fucking floor crew at 1801 was that guy that would get on the microphone and be like, Filistino on the floor crew, call one. Like, God damn, man, shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, he made it seem like it was like we had to have meetings and stuff. I was like, man, this guy is too much. We're cleaning a floor, not doing special projects for the store.
I remember one time I'd been out partying and I was drunk off my ass. I ain't even had no damn sleep. And I was filling the paint cans and I spilled the paint all over my fucking jeans. It got all over the damn floor. And I didn't even know I was doing it until I looked down and I was like, oh shit. But I was so drunk I couldn't put the can up. Put it up, and they just like almost the whole fucking thing emptied. So I had to call them like, hey guys, I made a mess. And they're like, oh, what happened? I was like, well, I spilled some paint. And they're thinking like just a little bit of paint. Like, no, I spilled it all over the fucking floor and they couldn't get it all up. Like, just couldn't. Well, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, paint's paint. It's gonna
fucked up the floor.
That floor was always fucked up though. There's always something going on with it. Yep. Oh, make sure y'all fix this. I was like, yeah, with the tools we got, a mop.
And now they just got a robot, right? It's just a fucking robot.
Yeah, we got one rolling machine, but that thing gets in the way a lot. Like, if customer stops in front of it, that sucker will shut down, and then you have to turn it back on again. I was like, fuck that machine. So when I see it, like, someone's like, this thing's stuck over here. It's not stuck. Just leave it over there. I don't have time for that shit. Oh, is this John?
Yeah, he said he's here. Just hang on, but.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I can't wait. I think John. Okay, what else was going on? I was trying to think of anything funny that's been happening the last couple of weeks. Man, Shane, I've been trying to do some yard work and stuff. Man, Shane, I can't do it. This fucking rain. Every time I get a chance, rain's fucking it up.
Yeah, I got out and did it Saturday morning. No, yesterday morning. Sunday morning. That's another one. I got it done Sunday. No, yeah, Sunday morning. I got it done.
Mm.
So got mine when I could, right before the rain started. Went in there and got it done.
I did that one day.
Yeah. Do you are you doing weed eating and all that stuff? Or are you just going out there mowing it? What are you doing?
Mowing it and weed eating. We got a cool thing that came in today. It's going to make weeding pretty easy. All I do is like walk with it. It just cuts it a certain angle. I'm like, oh hell yeah, I'm going to use this.
What so have y'all gotten the house all situated now? Is everything fixed? Everything good to go, or are you still working on it?
We just fixed a little there and here there type stuff, but I'm pretty set up there. Like I got furniture now, my room is set up, so woo.
I see you got the fucking dresser drawer in there.
Ashley's freaking Dustin, we got a discount on it because this might take like 6 months to come in. He was like, is there a way if it takes too long we can return it? And she was like, she got all sad. She's like, no, don't do that. We get you 30% off. I was like, hell yeah,
that's good, boy. Oh, it looks nice. I'll tell you one thing though, I hate moving those fucking dressers around though. Like, that's a bitch to move.
Well, Shane, I'm not playing it. This is going to be the end. You know, this is a starting card. This is the ending one. They're going to find me in here. Find me here.
Yeah. It's good to go. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be an old man before I leave this place. I'll be really old, I'm sure. I'm at least for another 20 years, at least.
Yeah. Because you're in a good location, though.
Well, and then the thing is that once I get to that point and the mortgage is paid off, well, fuck, do I really want to go get another one, or do I want to just, what do I want to do after that? You know, I'll be old, I'll be retired. What do I want to do? Like, if I go do another, I'll have to keep working because I have to get another mortgage. So,
yeah, that some people don't see it like that.
Yeah.
They think, new house. Ooh. Hey, boy.
Diesel.
Hey.
What are you doing, boy?
Trying to get organized in here again.
Oh, what happened?
Mom.
What did she do?
Well, what'd she do? Hang on. Let me show you what Mom did, Dale. Let me show you how Mom helped me organize the room. Let me show y'all. Hang on. Let's see if I can flip this camera around. Hang on. Let me show y'all.
For all the listeners, John is showing us his face.
Let me show you how Mom helped me.
Okay.
What was she?
John has needed to organize his room since he moved in, and now
this helped me by
putting
everything on the ground.
Well, okay, but you got stuff up on the wall, so there is some stuff up on shelves.
Oh, that just this stuff. Like, how is Mom helping me? Like,
it looks like it's organized. Like, there's some packages. Oh no, that's a mess. No, that's a redo.
That was one part of the room.
John, you got to get that shit up off the floor, son. You can't get that organized.
This is how she helped me by. This is how she helped me by. By knocking everything off the fucking shelves and throwing everything back on. Oh wait, wasn't enough room, so I just left it fucking there. That's how she helped me.
Well, it needed work, but we've gotten nowhere. Like, you've made no progress. I can't say it's worse, but it okay. That actually doesn't look that bad right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, because.
John, you never have time to spend like 1 hour just to do stuff in there, John?
Go get some of those 3M sticky strips and start putting your shit up on the wall. Put it all up on the wall. It'd be like wallpaper, but toys.
That's how Mom helped me. She thought she helped me by putting everything on the floor, then organizing it back on the shelf.
Well, you're either going to need more shelves or something, because it's a fucking mess in there.
It's a mess. So,
for all the listeners, what John showed us was one small pile and then one large pile that took up half the fucking room. And there's two shelves that are full to the max. They're organized. They're neat. But everything else is a disaster.
John makes a Zoom call. He has to do it like this. He can't show it anywhere else.
Yeah. I mean, the view right there is pretty perfect.
And Shay showed us his. We're like, Shay, what's around? If you take us around, Shay, like, what's around? Look at that organization. Look at that.
Dude, what do you get more things like he does then, John?
Look at that. Look at this, man. Just spick and span, right? Look at this. And there's the famous, Shane, where's the artwork station? You do all the artwork at. I mean,
that's a mess right now.
Well, because that's your art station. That's how it's supposed to look. It's an art station.
Yeah. But right now, that's a kind of a mess. Oh, my RoboCop came down, and he put that back up.
No, I see it.
Well, that's because Roger was up here, and he wanted that Voltron.
Oh.
Oh, Shane, the new, the classic Castle of Grayskulls came back in.
Yeah, I've been, I'm thinking about getting Roger one of those for his birthday.
So it's just the same thing, right? It's the same thing, pretty much, right?
A little upgraded from when we were kids, a little bit better. Like that whole line, they're like made to look like how they looked when we were kids. They're just making them better.
I'm glad though, Shane. I might pull the trigger on that He-Man game board when it comes out, depending on the stretch goals it has. I might like if the stretch goals are good as the X-Men ones, I'll get it. I'll spend $140 on it. Well, you know?
Who do you play those games with, John?
I wasn't trying to be funny.
You started grinning. You're like,
my bad. Well, okay. Maybe we'll play X-Men night. I don't know. That X-Men board game, the characters look a little too cartoony for me. It looked like cartoony X-Men.
It's the painters they got. They said that too. Like, hey, these are colored on computer. When they come out, the actual figures come out, they're going to look better. So they might look better when they come in. I don't know. Some people are saying they're not even going to play it. They're going to just flip it. You know, they're just going to flip it.
I like the Jim Lee style X-Men. I don't like the cartoony stuff.
On a side note, did you get a chance to go pick up that Spawn Universe they just released this week?
Oh, I've been wanting to get, but I just can't get back into comics, man. It's just hard.
You can't get in there again. I know.
I might read it on digital just to say I've read it, but I have a hard time just fucking reading comic books anymore. Like I can't get into them like I used to.
I remember Shane would sit down on the couch, get a nice tall glass Kool-Aid, and just, you know.
Yeah.
The pages nice and slow. Check the artwork. Read each word perfectly. You know,
comic books got me through college. Like that's how I spent a lot of my time. You know, if I wasn't out getting drunk off my ass, but when I was poor, like that was a cheap form of entertainment. You go down to the comic book store, it was right there. You go there, you spend $2. You know.
Shit, $2 my ass now, shit.
Yeah, now they're five. Now they're like $4.99 each. Exactly. But back in the day, you could get like for a month, I'd probably spend like $30 a month. I'd have a shit ton of fucking comic books. And, you know, back in, every now and then there'd be a really good one. And you'd be like, oh, damn, this is really good. But I don't know, boy. I just have a hard time. I can't. The last comic book I read, I think, was Batman 1000. Like the last when they hit their 1000th issue.
Really?
And that's it, man. I ain't read nothing. I read the dark. Oh, I wanted to know what the metal was. The dark metal shit. That's it. It's the last thing I read.
I still got all the Brightest Day ones, the Batman, yep. The Outlaw ones, the Miss Marvel ones I have. I was collecting at that time. I'm only missing a handful of that Miss Marvel. I'm only missing like a handful of them now. But yeah, I still got a lot of mine. Just, you know, just some, like I said, like you see what this happened. You knew this was gonna happen, Shane. Like, I'm collecting this and that and this and this and now Kickstarter and collect this and that. Now look what happened. Look at this. Look what happened.
John, you got to get that stuff organized, son. Why can't you get it organized?
After my mom came, I got kind of mad. I didn't touch it for like a week.
John, you can't blame this on your mom. It's been like that since you moved in there. Let's be real.
No, it was not like, no.
Yeah, yes, it has, John. I've been over there. It's time for an intervention.
It was on the floor. No,
I'm waiting for John to install a guest room because my mom was like getting tired. It was like, I don't want to be on this couch. I said, John, you get
John, where's the guest room?
You're a guest in my house. You sleep where I want you to sleep, Mom.
Is the little girl's room finished yet?
For the most part, yes. We just got moved.
So not done.
Delia's art table. That's the art table she has in there. We got to move that out. And
what's wrong with the art table?
It's basically a table. It's a dining room table.
Oh, you didn't say that. Which yeah, still, hey, take it hey, out and sell hey, it or something.
Yeah, she needs a personal table, not an art, not table.
Who gave her that table?
Huh?
Who gave y'all that table for her?
Her grandma gave us that table when we moved in our first apartment.
Oh,
so can't get rid of that. So
that sucks. Oh, no. Staying in the garage.
John, you gonna help Daniel out with his movie?
Wait. Yeah, he said he would help.
Whatever he wants to do, play a dead body, play a...
That'd be good. I do got some body bags. I'd be like... Yeah,
you know, I can see John playing a dead body. Yeah, you know, that off.
If you need to be someone that dies, hey, I'm all over it. I can lay there day on Twitch and shit, whatever the fuck you want me to do, you know?
Wait, hold on. Play it again. I want to see the going in. The lights are going out.
The lights are going out.
I look real. I don't know. But,
Yeah. No, I saw the eyes starting to roll a little bit. You look at there.
I can do the foot twitch, you know, to come out the body bag where Dale wants. The Undertaker, the classic Undertaker thing.
You do that?
Ooh, I used to be able to stand straight up. I ain't gonna lie. I used to be able to get, you know, the Undertaker stretch. I used to. I don't know if I can do it now.
So we're going to have to do some clever editing. Daniel, you are going to have to do some of that arty.
Oh, shit.
You're going to hear a dead body.
You watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
I like the part where they make their own movies. I love it. One time, D comes in with some paperwork. Hey, I brought you the paperwork. And they shittily edit her out. It's like, to Mac, he was like, hey, I brought you the paperwork. And like, they took it out of the movie, but shittily.
Yeah. No, that's a good show. I remember that.
It's the Die Hard. No, not Die Hard. It was...
That was Lethal Weapon. Lethal Weapon.
Those were funny.
Lethal Weapon 5, I think, is what they were trying to do, or Lethal Weapon 4. That's kind of funny you mentioned that, Dave, because when us talking about our movies, we were watching Mankind last night, the biography of the wrestler Mankind.
Oh, shit.
He made his own movies, too. And they ended up becoming, like, really popular once he got famous. Like, beforehand...
Yeah,
they were nothing. It was just him trying to, like, oh, I want to be a wrestler, so I'm gonna make it a move. Like, you know how we were talking about our backyard wrestling league? Yeah. He was actually doing that back in the
80s.
Oh, he had a VHS cam.
Frowned on now, backyard wrestling. That frowned on now.
I mean, the big companies don't like it, but it's still kind of. I mean, it's still kind of popular. Like, people still do it. Like, you're not gonna get rid of it. It's not something I'd fucking do, but you know.
I don't get a chance to watch a lot of wrestling. But did I see Sting flying off the ring one night?
Yeah, Sting's back at 61 years old. Still getting in the fucking ring. Getting his ass kicked. Like, I listened to a podcast called the Jim Cornette Experience. And he was like, why is Sting coming out there looking like a 61-year-old man checking the mail? Like, because, you know, that's how he's... That's what he is.
It's There's one scene when Bill Burr's making fun of this football player. He's like, I forgot what football player it is, but he's older. He's like, look at this guy. He's like, he only looks old when he starts running. When he's doing tossing the ball, he's good. But when he starts running, he said he looks like an old man running with the ball. He's like, look, he's like, get out of the game. You're done. Yeah. You sure in your career 5 years ago.
Oh, shit. On a side note, I can't believe how much negative things I hear about Goldberg. I thought Goldberg was like, hey, gold heart guy, you know, big teddy bear in the inside. They said he is a douchebag, you know, to other wrestlers.
Well, the thing is he didn't. So, okay. What I've learned about listening to podcasts and watching pro wrestling here in the last few years, you got in this Ultimate Warrior is in the same kind of group. Like, you got people that grew up in the business, like Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold, people that are even, well, The Rock, like, for real grew up in it. But a lot of them, like, they started when they were kids, and they're like, this is what I want to do. Guys like Goldberg, like, the only reason why I became a pro wrestler is because the football didn't work out. He hurt his knee in football. He was on the L.A. Rams, and it didn't work out. So he was working out in the gym. Somebody says, hey, you should come down and try wrestling. And they really liked his look. And the only reason why he is what he is because of how he looks. He's big. He's bulky. He's got, you know, he's bald. He's got these crazy eyes. The same thing for the Ultimate Warrior. He was just a really jacked bodybuilder. But they don't really know how to wrestle that well. Goldberg only has a few moves that he knows how to do. And because he's in his 50s now, he can't really do those moves that well unless he's going up against the little guy.
He mastered the jackhammer.
Yeah.
The Sting. I thought the Rhino knew how to do the Sting.
No, it's Goldberg. Goldberg's the number. Yeah.
When you see Goldberg do the Sting, you can feel the pain. Like, something broke in that man.
Yeah.
Goldberg stings somebody. Let's see, what else? I mean, like, other than that, what other moves did he have? The Sting and the jackhammer.
He's got three moves, and the thing is he doesn't really respect the craft. Like, he's happy doing what he's doing, but he's like, hey, I'm here to get a paycheck. I'm going to do my bit, and I'm going to get out. And, you know, and he's hurt a lot of guys, and it wasn't on purpose. It's just, you know, he's not really that well trained.
Is it Goldberg? Is it Hulk Hogan that does the, when he feels the crowd, or is the Ultimate Warrior? Are they both in the same?
So, Hulk Hogan, he would pump his, and then you would hit him, and it wouldn't work, and then he'd point at you, and he'd go, no, and then he'd hit you with the arm, and then do the leg drop, and that's a wrap, brother. Hulkamania is going to run wild. He'd do a little ear. Ultimate Warrior got was like a gorilla press. He would just start pressing. And so, like, one of the most ridiculous, it was WrestleMania 6. Hulk Hogan's hulking out, and Ultimate Warrior's pressing. And they're both just walking around the ring, look like a bunch of fucking idiots, like these big, muscled-up men, hulking out, pressing. And, like, Warrior's, like, getting beat fucking red, like, because he's on the shit, he's on the juice. And, like, he's just like, you tell that man was going to have a heart attack when he's 50, and he did. So,
yeah.
But yeah, watch the go back and watch the A&E biography on Ultimate Warrior or the Dark Side of the Ring, and you'll learn, like, it is a fucking asshole. There was a when he started getting real famous and he was going to the airport, some kid walked up to him and was like, "Hey, Ultimate Warrior, you know, can I get your autograph?" And he said, "Kid, stay the fuck away from me," and walked off. Well, apparently that kid, his family was connected to Vince McMahon. Oh. Vince McMahon made him film an apology, like he's like. Got him on. So the documentary starts out with Ultimate Warrior looking down, and he's like, oh, we all got to hug. I can't do it. And they're like, cut. Okay, Ultimate Warrior, you just got to apologize. He's like, but I didn't do nothing wrong, Vince. And he's like, just say the words. Just say the words. He's like, okay. And they're like it's like 30 fucking takes. They're like, cut, cut, cut. And finally, he gets the apology out. But yeah, he was an asshole. And then he went, you'd really like him now, John, because he went super right wing. Like, he was at a college and he was talking about gays, and he was like, "Oh, I can't stand these."
I wait for this laugh.
I'm just laughing.
but that beat, Shane. We heard Ultimate Warrior's beat drop. I mean, the best one. I can't remember which one it was. So you might remember when they said, "Get anybody, call anybody," and they dropped his beat. They were like, "Oh, wait, wait, wait." Wait,
yeah,
Like, that's the best one ever, Shane.
They covered that. Who was it that said it? Who was it that said, I want anybody there in the back ring to come out here?
Yeah. It
was.
That was the best one. I thought it was like, it's the best one. You can't remember? No, I can't remember who said it, but I remember it's the best one.
Just watch it. Let me look it up, see who it was.
And that sprint shit, he came out like yeah. It was so funny. Like, he was so jacked up to get out there and just kick some ass. Anybody back there? Anybody?
Yeah, let me see if I can figure out who it was.
Oh, wait. Even but him. Oh, Lordy. So, yeah, hey, Daniel, like, you know, Dan, whatever you did, Daniel, you did so just to walk around like a zombie or just play dead like we found a dead body, you know?
Yeah.
I'll do what you need me to do, boy.
I feel Shane, the hard part right now.
It was Honky Tonk Man.
Oh!
Guy with the guitar, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so anybody from the back come out here, and then they crank his music, and he's like, because, you know, it's Honky Tonk Man. He's about to get his fucking ass kicked.
Yeah, about to get war. Sheen, have you seen that movie? It's a wrestling movie. A comedy. Ready to Rumble?
I watched that when I was a kid. Yeah.
Man, that sucker is a classic.
Me and Eddie always talk about that shit.
King me. Yeah, you about to get.
Would you have two tickets and two Monday Night Nitro?
Because when his kid had that really thick accent, and he's like, Jesus, look at that grill. Like, me and Eddie are always fucking talking about that.
like Joe Dirt, like, certain parts of it just makes me laugh.
Yeah. My favorite part of Joe Dirt's when he's looking in the auto trader or whatever, and Kid Rock comes around the corner and he throws something at him. And he's like, oh, did I get you, Dirt? And Joe Dirt says, no, man, I'm cool. And Kid Rock looks at him and says, no, you're not. And he just sits down.
I find it funny. Like, you said, the same thing. He's looking through the back. That's a good price. You can't even buy that. Yeah, but it's a good price, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fucking reading Auto Trader.
That's a good price.
That one in the space peanut.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I don't want to sell you, but just in case, I'll go send you over here. It's like, big thing of shit.
Yeah.
And one of the guys like, you eating off that?
Yep. He's like, nope, Fred, what you got here is a big old piece of shit. Falls out of an airplane. Freezes.
And you never see it again. It was gone.
Did you watch on, Shane, did you watch Greenland on?
Yeah, good movie. Real good movie. Real good.
Actually, I played that down. Like, I don't want to play another stupid Armageddon movie. You know, blah, blah, blah. Like, man, damn, did you watch it yet, Daniel?
No, what is it off of?
Netflix? HBO Max.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah, it's real good.
I think, okay, this thing didn't get the hype it needed because it is actually pretty damn good. A lot of sad shit in there, Shane. Like,
the kid. No, it's one of the better asteroids hitting the Earth movie. It's one of the better ones.
Oh, okay. Oh, Shane, did you see the new trailer for M. Night Shyamalan's movie called Old?
What's it about? An old man?
Well,
for the most part, These kids and parents go to a beach. They can't leave the beach for some off reason. And if you turn around, blink for some bullshit reason, the kids that are like 8, all of a sudden they're like 15. And then they're like 30. You know, like, they're just getting old for no fucking reason. You know?
I don't know about that, boy.
I just don't know the ending, because, you know, the endings, you know, in that Shout Out movies, oh, they were in a snow globe or some stupid.
Yeah. I believe that shit. I don't believe that.
He had me fooled with Split. I was like, okay, yeah, I think he might have something here. And then that movie Glass came out, and I was like, God damn it, you ruined it.
Yeah, like, I hate that, man. They had it, like, ready to go, but the last movie is like, come on, man.
Well, it's like, I knew when we started, like, you get about 45 minutes of the movie, it's like, they're not going to fight. They're not going to that fucking hospital. They're not fighting. And they didn't. And I was like, this fucking sucks, man.
Yeah.
Like, all that build up for nothing.
I like the, you watch that one, his horror movie he made, Signs?
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was good. That was one of his better ones. That was one of his better. Yeah, that was one where
the damn aliens come to Earth and they're allergic to fucking water, which makes up 70% of the goddamn planet. Like, that's some dumb fucking aliens.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit. We made a bad call.
Dude, they say, you know what, guys? We're highly intelligent. Why don't we put a suit on?
Well, and the other thing, yeah, they were running around butt-ass naked. Like, what kind of fucking alien flies a ship butt-ass naked?
They had ships that went invisible. They had invisible ships because where they started to burn died.
Well, and why are they being monsters? Like, if you're an alien, you're going to be organized. You're going to have troops. Like, why are they hiding in the fucking grass and shit? Like, that doesn't make any damn sense. And they just come out with their claws? Like, they just left a fucking spaceship.
Hey, yeah. That being said, next month, on the 4th or the 6th, what's going to fucking happen, Shane, when they finally said, okay, aliens are real. Here I go. Here's all the proof.
You think the government's about to announce that aliens are real because Trump ordered that they release the information?
They said they're going to release a bunch of documents, and I know they're like, well, John, it's on that they're going to release it. Like, and I will talk to someone like, they're not going to release nothing. They're going to give us some bullshit about, oh, well, we can't release the classified stuff. And they were like, what are we going to do? Like, well, I still got to go work that day. It don't matter. I still got to go to work.
Well, that was the thing. Like, they were, this one guy, a scientist, was interviewing one of those Navy pilots that had seen an alien, Commander Fravor. And he's like, so you saw this alien and you're flying. What did you do after that? Like, wouldn't you do something crazy? And the guy was like, well, I mean, we still had another mission to go on. Like, I still had my job. And the guy's like, so you see probably one of the most important things in the history of humankind, and you're worried about going back to work. Like, it doesn't, like what the fuck? So I don't know, John. I think the government just has some fucking really fancy equipment that they've been working on. And there ain't no damn aliens flying around. It wouldn't make any fucking sense.
Shane, when like you say, like, this is a real UFO. But Shane, when you're like, oh, I'm sorry, sir, I can't come to work. Aliens are real. No, you still got to go to work.
Yeah, I mean, I still need that report. Like, we're still going to need to get this shit done.
Remember Self-Fighter, Shane, where they finally, that leaked out, people were like, man, look at it. Yeah. I was like, yeah, they probably thought that was a fucking flying saucer.
Well, yeah, you know, when the Russians were up in space and it was satellites and like, oh, fuck, they're going to launch missiles on us. I mean, come on, man. But it would be, if there was aliens, we'd fucking know because they would let us know. They'd be like, all right, you guys are fucking up. You need to clean some of this shit up.
Well, I like how people say, like, we can fight them. Like, see, they're not even here yet. And you really want to fucking fight them.
No way we can fight them.
You really want to kill them. And they ain't done nothing yet. And think about it. They just travel through time and space and all this bullshit.
If they were aliens coming from in our solar system, all right, we might have a chance. But if they came from another star, there's no way we could fucking beat them. Like, it's just not going
to
happen.
They can Death Star ass if they want to. Just Death Star. Yeah. Yeah, you remember that movie, Ender's Game? Yeah, let's do that to them. Let's just burn the fuck out of them. Just call it to
them. No, there's no way. Well, in Ender's Game, you don't even realize they're fighting till the very end. Spoiler for anybody that hasn't read it or watched it. You don't even think they're fighting. You think it's just a game. And then, no, they were actually at war the whole time. But you don't know that reading the book.
The book was a lot better. The book was better than the movie.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in that book, you know, they predicted the internet, predicted blogging.
Yeah, I remember the author of it.
Yeah, his brother became president because he was blogging a lot, and people started to follow him, which that's, you know, kind of true. Yes, are there aliens out there? Of course there's aliens out there. Are they here? No, they're not here.
They're here, they're just bored looking at us. You know, like, man, these guys aren't doing nothing.
You know, and whatever they're going to release, it's just going to be, yeah, some strange phenomenon, but it's not going to be some bastard flying a fucking ship around like, oh, fuck, you know, like, it just, no, that's not right. It's just somebody building craft that, you know, for the Russians or whatever, the Chinese, and it just got over.
I saw one video, Shane, where they said it was real. I know it's not real, but it's kind of like tells the truth, though. Like, they're using these anti-missile turrets trying to shoot down this alien spacecraft, and these other planes are trying to shoot this alien spacecraft, and they don't lay a shot on it. Like, yeah, it would be like that. How the fuck would we touch them? You know, they fell into space.
So if you're doing interstellar travel, so there's a couple ways you can, like, you go the speed of light. If you're going at the speed of light through space and you hit like a fucking rock, like, it's going to be some serious fucking shit. So you got to have some kind of force field to like block everything away. That means a little bullet firing out of a gun, even a big bullet from a plane gun, it's not going to go through a goddamn force field that just went through the speed of fucking light. The other option is you can make a wormhole and you can bend space time. Again, you're going to need a fucking shield to go through that shit. There's no fucking way a little bullet is going to fuck up with something that can go through fucking space and time. It doesn't make any goddamn sense. Oh, I'm going to shoot you with my bullet. Like, that's dumb.
The sign, like, I just don't understand that for science. Like, why are they naked? Why? They know they're going to a planet full of water. Why?
Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, why? These guys are just walking around fucking naked in the street, scaring the fuck out of people. Like, just get on your damn ship. Like, that doesn't, I don't understand what you're doing.
Yeah, you don't have the, y'all this smart. You don't have the cracker beams just pick people up. You don't have that. You don't have that.
If it was like the xenomorphs from Alien and like a rock landed here and they were on the rock and they get out, okay, they can run around naked. Or the creatures from Starship Troopers, but not a fucking species that's walking around looking like Bigfoot. That's the dumbest. I mean, yes, it was a good movie, but come on, man. Like a monster. Why are the aliens monsters like that? They flew a fucking ship to get here. Like, it doesn't make any damn sense.
So that means they can't be around in the rain?
No, dead. Well, how do they even get it through the fucking clouds? Like, just moisture in the fucking clouds. They're like, like all the way the fuck down? That's fucking ridiculous.
So, in War of the Worlds, we'll take the Tom Cruise version. They came back. They were here before.
Yeah.
They implanted those machines apparently way down the fucking ground somewhere that we don't know that deep. They came back. They did a tractor beam apparently because the lightning was like, that's how they sent people fucking down apparently, like fucking through lightning bolts.
Yeah.
They come out. Did you try to tell me like there's no filter on that ship at all? No filter on that?
No air filter. All them bastards sitting there driving, they're like, shit. Like they got corona. Out of nowhere. It comes back, corona. Maybe that's why we're making all these viruses to give them to the aliens. Maybe we did find the craft. Like, fuck, we're going to have to give them a virus. It's the only way we can beat them.
But like, see if they say you travel through time and space. You're trying to tell me not one smart alien goes, hey, we better test the atmosphere, see if things change. You know, it's been a while. We better test the atmosphere. No one that's smart.
The only people that does dumb shit like that are humans in human sci-fi movies. Like in the second Prometheus movie, when they land on the planet, they're like, oh, the oxygen good. Let's take off our mask. And then some bastard walks by a flower and it shits some shit up into his fucking nose. Like, yeah, you dumbass. You don't fucking take your damn mask off. You don't know what's out there. Like, that's the stupidest thing. All human movies are like that. Oh, the oxygen's good. Let's take our mask off. No, you dumbass. You don't know what's in that fucking air. The shit that you can't see. Fucking ridiculous, man. Yeah. Like,
And they're supposed to be scientists, Shane. They're like tough. That's why they in space got set to space and stuff. They're supposed to be like, oh, yeah. They're the top of the class.
Yeah.
They're good.
No, they take those helmets off. Like, the only movie that, like, was, you know, realistic, like, The Martian with Matt Damon.
Okay.
That one, you know, you can buy. I could even, aside from the stupid bookshelf at the end, Interstellar was good. But the bookshelf at the end was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't get it in the end. Like, so, it's basically just going to go around in a circle. Nothing got solved.
It's not made to make any fucking sense. Like, that's just how Christopher Nolan is. He likes to just do shit like that.
This is new
news. Well, we've hit an hour, boys. I guess we're going to go ahead and wrap this one up.
All right, then. Y'all have a good one.
Y'all get some sleep. Happy Memorial Day to all of
y'all. Yeah, bye. Okay, space
time. Barbecue.
To the future.
Four.